So now let's talk about EC2 spot instances, and they allow you to get discounts up to 90% compared to on-demand. How does it work? Well, you define a max spot price, and you're going to get the EC2 instance as long as the current spot price, and AWS determines that spot price based on offer and demand. So as long as the current spot price is less than your max, then you're going to get the instance. But then if the offer and demand vary and the capacity varies, then the spot price may go up. And if the spot price goes over your max price, then you can choose to either stop or terminate your spot instance, and you have a 2 minutes grace period. So this is where you can cleanly shut down your application, save your files, and so on. So spot instances are great for batch jobs, data analysis, or any kind of workload that is resilient to failure. But you should not use them for critical jobs or databases, well, because they can be reclaimed by AWS very quickly and you can lose them. So in terms of the spot price, what does it look like? So this is an example for M4 Large for a duration of 3 months in US East 1. And as we can see, it's the price varies based on the AZ. So if you have 1A, 1B, 1C, etc., you have a different price, and the price can vary over time. So if you define your user max price at here, this dotted black line that's horizontal, then as long as the price is underneath that black line, we get an instance, and then as long as it's above it, we terminate or stop that instance. And so as we can see, the spot price is quite lower than the on-demand price. So if your user-defined max price is very high, then you will never lose your spot instance based on this graph. But if it's quite low, for example, where it is right now, there's a chance, for example, for the red line, that sometimes the price is going to be higher than what you want, and sometimes it's going to be lower than what you need. So it depends how you want to bid. But the idea is that with the spot instances, you want to define a max price that you're comfortable with for your economics, but at the same time, that will make sure that if you lose your spot instance, then you haven't lost your data and so on. Now, spot fleet is a little bit different. A spot fleet is a collection of spot instances and optionally on-demand instances. For this, you set a maximum price you're willing to pay for your spot instances, and you can have a mix of instance types. So you can not only have M4 large, but you can also have M5 large, M5X large, C5 2X large, etc., etc. So it's a mix of instance type. You're more interested into the compute power than the instance type itself. So it supports EC2 standalone, auto-scaling groups using launch templates. It supports ECS that are relying on an underlying ASG, and AWS batch when you're using a managed compute environment. So this is a mix of on-demand and spot instances. The goal really here is to serve a baseline demand and optimize workload for more demand with a much lower price point. So soft limit, the target capacity per spot fleet or EC2 fleet is 10,000. So you can have up to 10,000 launch per spot fleet or EC2 fleet. And the target capacity, that's for vCPU, by the way, across all spot fleets for a spot fleet and an EC2 fleet within a single region is 100,000. So it is quite possible to have huge workloads launched using spot fleet, and this is good to know going into the exam. Okay, next, spot fleets. So this is the ultimate way to save money. So spot fleets is going to be a way to define for you to get a set of spot instances and optionally on-demand instances. That's why it's called a fleet. And the spot fleet will try its best to meet the target capacity with the price constraints you defined. So it will launch from possible launch pools. So it can have different instance types, different OS, and availability zones. And so you're going to define multiple launch pools, so multiple instance types, multiple everything. And then the fleet will choose the best and most appropriate launch pool for you. And when your spot fleet either reaches your budget or reaches the capacity you wanted, then it will stop launching instances. And so you define a strategy to allocate spot instances in your spot fleet. And that's something to remember. The first one is lowest price. And that's going to be the most popular one going into the exam, which is that the spot fleet will launch instances from the pool that has the lowest price. And that gives you a lot of cost optimization. And this is a great option if you have a very short workload. You can also have a diversified way to launch your spot instances, in which case the spot instances will be distributed across all the pools that you have defined from before, which is great for availability and long workloads, because if one pool goes away, then your other pools are still active. Then you have capacity optimized. So you have a pool with the optimal capacity for the number of instances you want. And then you have price capacity optimized, which is first choosing the pool with the highest capacity available, and then select within that the one that has the lowest price, which is the best choice for most workloads.
So the idea is that spot fleets can be complicated, but what you have to remember is that using the spot fleet, you're able to define multiple launch pools, multiple instance types, and so you're just interested in raw power. And then if you use the lowest price discounts, the lowest price strategy for spot fleets, then the spot fleets will automatically request the spot instances with the lowest price for us. And so spot fleet gives us an extra saving based on spot instances because it's smart enough to choose the right spot instance pool to allow us to get the maximum amount of savings. And this is the benefits of spot fleets. And again, you need to understand the difference here of doing a very simple spot instance request where you know exactly the type of instance you want and the AZ you want, to using a spot fleet and saying, okay, you can choose all these instance types and all these AZ, and what I need from you is to give me the lowest price, for example. Okay, so that's hopefully is giving you a lot of insights into how spot fleets and spot instances are different. I hope you like this lecture, and I will see you in the next lecture.